Now, let's go back over certain fundamentals. Here's lo sishavu b'shmila sheker. It's losas. Talks about sheker. There's bal yachol. Talks about chalos yisurim. Lo sishavu b'shmila shov. So every shvus bitoy is partially depends on the machokes is shown with pasuk number of dimi rovin what they said. Lo sishavu b'shmila sheker. Oh, bayach. If a person says eneni yodei l'chaedus, eneni yodei l'chaedus, so that is certainly according to the Rambam, shavu b'shmila sheker. According to the Ramban, who posits like Ravin, it's also shavu b'shmila sheker. Okay, now shuas hapikadon in any chayev l'cha. So, it's lo sishavu b'shmila sheker, and lo sechacha shuv lo seshakru ish b'miso. There's a separate lo sase. It doesn't replace lo sishavu b'shmila sheker. It's in addition to lo sishavu b'shmila sheker. Separate lo sase to take a shvua al kfiras mamon. The Rambam writes explicitly in Sefer HaMitzvos. Lo sase reish mem tes. He says, "Yemishin ish bashua sheker al kfiras mamon ole b'shnei lavin." Two, mishum lo sishov b'shmila sheker, mishum lo sishaku ish b'misa. Okay, now shua se edus is no separate lo sase. It's only lo sishov b'shmila sheker. Now, shuas hapikadon and shuas haedus have a different aspect to it, that there's a korban even on mezid, and both, because it doesn't say v'ne'ala mimenu. Now, now, we have Abaye making two statements. Abaye makes statement number one, that if I take a shvua, ani yodea l'chaedus, it's not belavehen. So, no shvuas bitur. Shvuas bitur requires lavehen. That's number one Abaye has to say. Number two Abaye has to say, and that is, why is it that the Torah has needed a separate parsha of Shavuos Eidus? It already is also cause of Shavuos Bitur. And Abaye has different ways of learning what Abaye says. It's a big major machlokas rishon. The Gemara has a stira between Abaye, he says. Now, the Gemara says, chazabah, lo chazabah. And Rava says, Tova Aya Bechlal V'yatza. The Rimi Gash has a very imaginative pshat. It's a very difficult pshat. He says, there is no machlokas halacha l'maisa between Abaye and Rava. Just from which posuk how to darshan it out. Both of them say the whole parsha of Shul Se'edus is only in Mezid. That's it. Shogeg is only Shvuas Bitu. And the Rimi Gash is very, very clear about that. Rimi Gash adds, there are two separate shemos, Shuas Ha'edus and Shuas Bitu. He says, and Abaye changes mind. Maskana, what does Abaye hold? He says, Bein l'Abaye, Bein l'Brova, Da'ai the Kasev Rachman Shuas Ha'edus, Lin Yemezeru the Kasev. That's it. In Shogeg, it is the shame of Shua. It is the shame of Shua's Bitu. Therefore, once the Abaye changes mind from what? From the first halacha, Shua Shani Yodeh L'Choedus is Yeshu. If what are we talking about? Mezid, no shov b'shmila sheker. Shogeg, yesh l'avahen. Abaye changes mind about the first halach. Comes along the Rashba, says, my dear man, what do you do with the Mishnah Gemara that says, Shvosa Eidus, is b'em b'mezid b'em b'shogeg. Serious kasha. Okay, but it's very clear. There are two separate shemos. There's a shame Shuas Ha'edus, there's a shame Shuas Bitu. And according to Abaye, in the beginning, he thought that it was a shame Shuas Ha'edus even b'shogeg. Abaye then changed his mind. Rava said always, there is always Mezid is all, but then he says b'shogeg is also Shuas Bitui, and not b'mezid. The whole parsha is only for the purpose of Mezid. So, okay, comes along the Balamor, Heva Chagoma. Balamor says no. What does the Abaye say? Abaye says like this. Read Balamor inside, and he finishes. Lav ulahochi avkurachmona hodabe Abaye meahi kloma kaven de chiyuv and mechayev. Since he's going to be chayiv, be any yodel, lo ichpas lo namu chayiv mishum shua seidus or mishum shua zbitu. It says, in the first way Abaye said it, the two separate shemos, shua seidus and shua zbitu. When the Gemara turns around, what does Abaye say? It's all one shame. What is Shuas Ha'edus? It's Shuas Bitu under certain circumstances. Where it says, if you say this Shuas Bitu, then the following halacha is true. Therefore, if I say Shua Niyodel Ha'edus, the flip side is always going to be Shuas Bitu. And so, it's always Lav Ha'edus. There's a major halacha l'maisa difference between the Rimi Gash and the Balamor. According to the Rimi Gash, Shuas Ha'edus is only under 10 conditions. The way he says it, that only applies to mace. It doesn't apply to shogeg. Because she will say, hey, this is only b'mase. Otherwise, it's regular shuas b'tui. The Baal Amor says, wait a second. Shuas ha'edus is shuas b'tui, but the Torah says if you say these ain't any odelach ha'edus, it's only going to be a shuas b'tui under the following circumstances. So, according to Rimigash, shuas ani odelach ha'edus is going to be Yeshno v'lavehen, because the flip side is a shuas bitoy under all circumstances. Because you're always going to be chayv in all circumstances. According to the Baal Amor, wait 1 second. According to Baal Amor, it's always a shuas bitoy under certain circumstances. Since it's always a shuas bitoy, it's yeshno v'lavehen. In case of shogeg. So according to Abaye, change his mind, it's going to be chayv. So, shuas ani yodei lo chayedus b'shogeg, according to the Rimigash Yeshna Balavahen, under all circumstances, according to the Baal Amor, we'll have to wait and see, because it's only a shuas b'ti under certain circumstances. Okay. Now, comes the Ramban and the Rambam. The Rambam, al Mishka Rishon, is difficult. He passes Achas, and that's a Baye. He has to pass in Rava. There is no way for him to pass in a Baye. A Baye of a Rava, the Halach is like who? Rava. That we know. Ilzukabai be Yal Kigam. It's not Yal Kigam. Where is Yal Kigam? You Shalomidas, Eidzom Lamafrehu Nisa, Lechiom Meyoilov. 6 cases. Now, but if you take a look carefully in the Rambam, you'll see he passes like Rav, which he had to do. What, according to Abaye, where do we apply the exercise of Achas? In the case of Shogeg, it is not Chayev twice, it's Chayev once, right? Let's read the Rambam. Tomok halocha yudalin, periktes halocha yudalin. Kol makom shamar nu pota mishua seid, es avu chai vishua zbite. U nishba o shon ame, im ishbiu achar shahare nishba la shaka, ava mechuyev vishua seidus, ava vishu nishba la shaka, ava vishu humezid, en chai vishu shvua zbit, ak shu, shah en chai vishu, in the mazid, so shen why shen holds a cause of holds shuas edus from shuas bitur chayav mazid book to show gave a carbon for lo b'malchus shen emel achas mehena. Wait 1 second. There's not a bayi. Achas mehena tells me about mazid. A bayi says achas mehena is talking about shogeg. This is completely not Abaye. So what, according to the Rambam, is this, are we talking about? According to the Rambam, we say that Shuas Ha'edus is one shame. Shuas Bitui is a different shame. And is only going to be a Chiyuv. And when you have a shame of Shuas Ha'edus, it is not Shuas Bitui. You don't overlap the two. Achas. There's only one shame to the Shua. It's either Eidus or Bitoy. It's not that two Shemos and with one Chiyuv. There's one shame, either or. And the moment you chayev for Eidus, there is no bitul. And how many onshim are there for Eidus? One onesh. One shame with one onesh. Achas. We're talking about Mason. Talking about Shoge. He disagrees with this Rebbe. Bishogeg, it could be Eidus. Shogeg, it could be Bitoy. Depends. You fulfill the 10 criteria of Eidus, you're an Eidus. You don't fulfill the 10 criteria of Eidus, you're a Bitoy. Either one. But the moment you are Eidus, it is not an overlap of two shames. It's one shame with one chiyuv. And when do you need to say one shame? We'll see. Mezid and Shogeg, but the Achas is talking about Mezid to tell me that in the case of Mezid, you only get an onesh once. I would have said, listen, this is a shame of Shua Seidus, but there's a low sasay. No. Doesn't work that way. One onish, not two. Nishbala chaveiru shu yodea lo Eidus. And this is Rava. He's paskin Rava. He has to paskin Rava. There's no choice but to paskin Rava. Nishbala chaveiru shu yodea lo Eidus. V'nim tsesheni yodea lo Eidus. I was a potter. The Enkan Loshua's Aegis Loshua's Bitoy. Why? Shishua's Bitoy, Ainel Bedova Sheshbo Lavehen. You know, she ain't your day, Lochaegis. And Shishua's Bitoy, Loshua's Aegis. That's the flip side. What is the flip side? Now, here, there's a serious machlokas between. So we had the Rimigash, who says Shogeg is always Bitoy. So it's always Lavehen. Mezid is Eidus, not Bitoy. Balamor says Eidus and Bitoy are all one. Rama says Eidus is Eidus and Bitoy is Bitoy. And Zel, I'm talking Rava. You're either one or the other. When you're one, you're okay. Therefore, what will be in the case? I say, Shua Sheineni Yodei Elcha Eidus, and it's Chutz LeBezdin. There's no Tfiyah of the Baldova or whatever. It's not Eidus, it's Bitoy, because it's in either or. You're Chayim for one of the two. Chayim for one of the two. So if I don't fulfill the 10 criteria, so it switches from Eidus to Bitoy. Therefore, if I swear, ani yodea lecha Eidus, what is the flip side? Depends what circumstances you find yourself in. You find yourself in something that the flip side would be Eidus or Bitoy. He doesn't spell it out. Nishbal chaver shi yodea es, v'nim tshenu bo yodea es. But it has to be in a case that it's going to be Eidus. Because he says, and Shua's Bitoy, Shua says, wait, it's only under circumstances X, Y, Z. So that's what he must be talking about on the ratio. Now, Rav's Shitas and Rambam is very, very straightforward Shita. Now, the Ramban walks in here and says, no, Balamor. Eidus is Eidus and Bitoy is Bitoy. What is the difference between Abaye and Rava? Says, I like Rashi. What is the difference in Eidus and Bitoy? Difference between Eidus and Bitoy is that in between Abaye and Rava, Abaye says there is an overlap. And you chayv once for the overlap. And that's why there's a stira between the two statements of Abaye. Abaye says, and then ani yodeh lecho edus, the flip side isn't between, it is between. But then he says something very important. What about according to Rava? According to Rava, there's no overlap. When the Torah said there's a special halacha about shua she'eneni yodeh lecho edus, the Torah says these words, this type of shua, is not in the parsha of Bitoy Bechlau. And you are chayiv shuas ha'edus under ten condition. What happens? And there's a no man's land in the middle. The Torah says no Bitoy for these words, and edus only under certain circumstances. So what happens if you say these words and you don't fulfill those 10 circumstances? It's not A or not B. It's nothing. No carbon. Yes. Well, let's see the Ramban, then we'll get back into Rashi and read it into everything. I just want to describe where they're coming from or what the ideas are. And where they're coming, what the ideas are. Then we see it in the words. Sometimes it's convenient to see, if you have all these complicated things happening, what are the ideas that they are working with? Let's see the Ramban in Chedushim. Nimtzim lemeidim. He says, Rava, let's see. He says like this. Lomar, hodi amar Rava, lomar she'ein lanu bo ele mishum eduso edus, kamo shepirish Rashi, so. I'm working with Rashi, he says. Vazuhi achas mishlosh etzrim midas. Okay. Lidon bedor v'achodesh. What's lidon bedor v'achodesh? Not shus ha'edus lidon v'achodesh. The words in any yodeh l'cha. It's Dovah Chodesh. Okay, it's Dovah Chodesh. And therefore, these words were taken out of Shvi'ir Shbitu and never put back into Shvi'ir Shbitu. According to the Rambam, that's not what it is. Shvi'ir Se'edus, when I'm chayif for Shvi'ir Se'edus, it says only one of them, but not two of them. Shu'as ha'edus was taken out of Shu'as Bitu. According to the Ramban, these words and any yodeh lecho edus were taken out of Shu'as Bitu. That's what they split. V'chein shani yodeh av b'shaptur mishu'as ha'edus k'gon chus the bezin shlo yachar edu v'shlo shom epiat oveya tur mishu'as Bitu. But he says, no. She'eni yodeh lecho edus, shani yodeh. So Rabbi Zalman at the bottom says, Zikoy al Shani Odeh. Shani Odeh Talya Bezik, this big Gemara. No, any Odeh is any Odeh chutz the bezel without a tefillah. It's in no man's land. Between this and this, it's nothing. It says, but he says, Karav Apostle, for Kankov of a bezden, Vachaz of a Nishba. But it has to be what? In Eidos. It's not only the words when they are in Eidos. Karav Apostle is never in Eidos. Kof of Bezdin. Let's say I'm in Bezdin, and I say, Eneni yodei alecha edus. So I cancel myself out from ever being a potential aid. So I'm not an aid anymore. So when, but if I say eneni yodei alecha edus, so it is an edus. So he says, when the words eneni yodei alecha is said b'toras edus, that's no longer shvius biti. You could say three things in Rava. Rava says it was taken out of the category. Rama says shvius edus. When is shvius edus? Ramban says when it is edus. Or you could have said, when you have the words, and any yodei alecha edus. Something is taken out and not put back. It says, v'kantohu harav alevi. Rav Alevi is totally out. He's totally. Well, Rav Moshe Talmido, even though they're saying two different things, says, I disagree with the Rambam. What is the Rambam saying? The Rambam says, if you don't fulfill those ten tnoim, then you're going to be chayav edus. I said, no. And the Rambam says that if I say, ani odeh lecha edus, I'm going to be not going to be chayav only in the case of those ten, only if it's going to be, the flip side is going to be edus. Yes. You can't, oh, okay, good. I didn't have to say. I have all these gentle Englishmen, okay? Why would that be? I know you're not so gentle. No. You see, where do they separate? Where does the Rambam and the Ramban separate? Rava says, Yotzei min haklal. So the Rambam says, Yotzei min haklal, when there is a chiyuv of shvus edus. That's what Yotzei min haklal is. When there's a chiyuv of shvus edus, so then there is no shvus bitur. When there's no chiyuv of shvus edus, it's not Yotzei min haklal. So there is a chiyuv of shvus bitur. That's why, let's say, b'shogeg. Let's take b'shogeg. Eneni yodei alecha edus. And there's not a tefiyah. You don't satisfy all the ten criteria, okay? Not shvus edus. So, the Torah didn't exclude it. Then it's not yotzei lidum adover hachodesh. So, then it becomes a bitur. So, therefore, what is the full application? What is the full application of this klal that Rav is coming? Only Mason. And ani yodei alecha edus. Wait, why? Because what is Rav saying? It should have been a shvus bitur. The Torah removed it from shvus bitur, made it a shvus edus, and therefore it doesn't go back to being a shvus bitur. Wonderful. So the Rambam says, when it is a shvus edus in practice, then there's no overlap of edus, and bitur. That's Rava's whole klal. It's only edus, fine, and you're going to be chayiv b'mezid, fine. Now. So it's either a shame edus or a shame bitur, one of the two shemos. Either or. That's what the Rambam is saying. It's either or. And the question is, if it is edus, and the Torah says it's a karma edus, wait a second. But lurking in the background is a lo saseh. Maybe you should get malchus with lo saseh. No, Achav says you only get one onus for the shame, not two onus for the shame. Now, there is a consequence to this. So why the Torah excluded it was, just give it a shepherd shame, where that's applicable according to the Rambam. The consequence of it, that's not the reason the Torah excluded it. That's where the Ramban jumps on the Balamor. No. What it is there's a consequence. And yodei alecha edus, in the case, if you fill the criteria, so the flip side is going to be edus, and so not belavet. Comes the Ramban, it comes Rishonim Acherim, let's say, we won't give them a name now, and then we'll find out who they are. Say, no, no, no. The Torah took those words, and then he yodeh alocha eidos, and said, when you say those words, you're not in the whole parsha. Excluded these words from the parsha Shavuos Ritu. And it is only Shavuos Ha'edos. Okay? But you're only going to be chayiv Shavuos Ha'edos under certain circumstances. And it's going to leave a no man's land in the middle. So, where you're not going to be chayiv a korma for either one of the two. The Torah took those words out of Shavuos Ritu. And the Gemara says, okay, these words are different. But we're only going to be chayiv Shavuos Ha'edos if you follow these 10 criteria. That's, the Ramban has, I'm almost there, but not quite. What is the Ramban saying? Ramban says, you're right. I disagree with the Rambam. It's not that when you're chayiv Shavuos Ha'edos, then that cancels out Shavuos Ritu. No. When you say Eidus Chutz LeBezdin Al Yedei Shvua, that is not a Shvua speech. But you have to be saying Eidus. You have to be saying Eidus. And therefore, it does not apply in two circumstances where it's not Eidus. When it's an Eidus, let's say I'm a thief. A thief statement is an Eidus. It's a ganav. It's not Eidus. Okay, let's say I already said Eneni Yodeh Elocha Eidos. So then, I can't be an Eid again. So therefore, if I say Eneni Yodeh Elocha Eidos, that's not Eidos. No, there are 10 criteria, my dear man. You need 10. You need it to be 10 criteria. One of them is best, but you need 10. There's a list. Rambam says. Rambam gives you a list of 10. Yeah, I'm sure you are on top of the issues. Yeah. Halacha yurches. Halacha yurches. Lefi aniyos daiti. It's a very simple thing. The Rambam says nishba l'chaver shodeh lo edus. In which case, why? And he explains. Now, he did not have amnesia. He knew what he was going to write. He didn't write a statement and then write something different. He went over it at least once to make sure it's one consistent halacha. Sheshuas bitoi eino elo b'dover sheyesh b'lav ahen. Okay. It is not lavan. So that means what I said before, it is not shuas ha'edus and not shuas bitu, is when, on those circumstances, there's no lavahen. When it's no lavahen, if I do it in Bezdin, with a tfiya, et cetera, all the conditions. So, kach niril miyafin as daiti. Someone wants to read the Rambam differently? Kol hakavod. I think it's relatively obvious that this is what he's saying. And because the only way he can be logically consistent is this way. The Ramban doesn't have to say that because the Ramban disagrees with Halacha Yudalad. If you disagree with Halacha Yudalad, then in Halacha Yudches, you're talking under all circumstances. This is the outline of the Shitas Rishonim on the topic. Now, comes along Ori Bernstein. Okay? He jumps up with a question. Where did the Ramban see all of this in Rashi? So let's go back in Rashi and see what he says. Okay. Now, once I outline what it is that they're saying, where they're coming from, but there's one extra thing that has to be added here. The extra thing that has to be added is there is a Tosas Daf Lamed Zayin or Aleph. Let's take a look at Tosas Daf Lamed Zayin or Aleph. The Gemara says, Shuas HaPikad Nam Chayiv for Mezid and for Showcase. Okay. So what happens? So you Chayiv a carbon. What happens if two Adim, when you're about to take the Shuas HaPikad, come and say, listen, We know you stole the money. We know you have the money in a safe deposit box. You're going to take a shua now. You're going to be chayiv shua. You're going to be chayiv. Malkus. Boom. The Edom don't want him getting off easy with Karen V'chomish and Korban. They want him suffer the Malkus. Are you going to be chayiv Malkus or not? So that is, let's take a look. That's a sugya daf lamed zayin. And it's a Tosus, and it's a Rashi and a Tosus. Let's take a look at Rashi there, and let's take a look at Tosus there. Take a look at the Rambam, and you'll see people coming from very different angles. It's called Shivan Panam Torah. Take the same thing and look at it from loads of different angles. It's an interesting Miri, I quote it. Via Sapra. Torah is like a diamond. What color is a diamond? You look at it from this angle, it has these colors. You look at it from a different angle, it has different colors. Heze b'shuas ha'pikon v'hisrubo mahu. What's the halacha? Says Rashi, chayev korban o malchus, o shneya, v'gabe shuas ha'edos, avgav the chayev nami, meze b'shuas. Why did they only ask the question, shuas ha'pikon? Not about Shavuos Eidos. To me, he says, Shavuos Eidos, Mi Yodei Hashem, Yodim Lo Eidos, Yochla. They don't, in Shavuos HaPikod, he said, well, he is saying an objective fact, I don't owe money. And these people know he does owe money. So there's a certain objective fact that they can give Hasra about. We know, we saw you steal. And we know you have to give the money back. And if you're going to take a shvua now, we know it's sheker. Zoom. So there is clear hasra. But two Edom come and say, you know Edus. You know, how do they know it? No one knows what's going on in my mind. Anyone knows what's going on in my mind? No one knows what's going on in my mind. The most private part of the person, what's going on in his mind. Some people like to talk all the time, but you never know what's going on in their mind. Says Rashi. But really, the question could have been asked about both. Tosus agrees with Rashi. It has a slightly different... It's not we don't know what's going on in his mind. We can never say that the Maser, because they said, oh, yes... We forgot that we once saw it. Okay. But they're basically saying the questions are applicable to both. According to the Rambam, no, 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 no. It doesn't work. Let's look. Shvuas, let's take a look how the Rambam explains this. Perek Zayin Hil Shvuas Halacha Ches. Hanishba shuas apikodin b'mezid. Afa pish hanishba l'sheker. V'hisru bo eidim b'shash shuaso. Eino lok ela mevi asham b'vad. Why? Shaharei. He doesn't say because it's hasra sofik, you don't know what's happening. No. Hakosav hotzio mechal chayve malkos. Chivo oshim ben b'zom ben b'shkoga kamosha b'yarnu. He says, listen, when the Torah said, lo tishovu b'yishmel ha'soker, and there's a separate lo to say, lo tishakru ishba miso, which is shvua on kfiras mamon, gzeila al yudei shvua. So, what did the Torah say? It's not shvua's bitui. It is Shavuos HaPikod. And how many times are you chayev? Once. For the shame of Shavuos HaPikod. Just like, what is the Rambam saying? Here, he's saying this very same thing he said in Shavuos HaEdos. She said, hey, does the Torah says it is not X, it is Y, and you're only chayav for Y. You're not chayav for X. Torah says it is lo sase A and lo sase B. You're not chayav for lo sase B, not A. So the whole question, Rashi bothered Rashi and Tosus. The Rambam already has exeris hakasav about that. The Rambam already has a whole philosophy about that. It's very simple, straightforward. Okay. Now let's see Rashi. Back to Ori Bernstein. Okay. Sometimes people think I forget their questions. Huh? Sometimes I just put it on a shelf. Okay. Rav Amar, what did Rav say? Lo tzorch l'muta milachas. We don't need achas. So here, straight up against the Rambam. Rambam says even Rav holds of achas. What does Tosfos say? That different ways of learning achas. He also la achas. And when the word la'achas and the muta mechi of shtayim lav le'edus u'bitu yotsu. El le'bitu l'chudei shem omar shua shelo ocha ocha paschi. First of all, straight off the bat, he's not the Rambam. Right? Achas is paschikin, paschusim, pasor. David, why? They don't need a miyut of achas. The havil edus dovishar bechlal bitoy. It was included in bitoy. V'yotze b'fnayatz v'lidom b'dov ha'chodesh. B'ru'uyin lohoyed u'bebezden. What is he saying? That I am chayiv for shuos ha'edus under certain circumstances. And only then. But if I don't fulfill those circumstances, I'm not here and there. Where does the Ramban have a problem with Rashi? Because he says, beru'uyin lohoyed, ubebezd. Ramban distinguishes between those two. Kabel chidush, mishum edus chayiv, lo mishum bitum. So, the issue between Ori Bernstein and the Ramban, what's machlokas hagedola here? Okay. Ori Bernstein says, wait a second, maybe Rashi is talking to the Ramban. It's only b'dor v'chodesh when I fulfill the criteria. If I don't fulfill the criteria, it's not. Right? That's what he says, maybe Rashi. Here in Rava, says the Ramban, but wait 1 second. The Rambam. But then, it's not, can't be totally the Rambam, because the Rambam throws an achas. Right? So it can't be, so the Rambam somehow in Rava also needs achas. Okay. I outlined it. We'll see what the Ramban says in Mochanos. Mirza Shembli Neder. We shall finish off the sugya tomorrow. The Ramban inside and the Mochanos and Kedushim, we'll see. Why, what forced the Ramban to say what he did in Rashi, why he couldn't say the Rambam, and why, and where they're coming from. Mirza Shembli Neder tomorrow.